This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Thousands of Cubans have marched on Havana's Malecon Promenade and elsewhere on the island. They are protesting food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus pandemic. Sunday's outpouring was one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in memory. Many young people took part in the afternoon protest in the capital. The demonstrations disrupted traffic until people moved in after several until police moved in, rather, after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. People standing on many balconies in the central Havana neighborhood applauded the protesters passing by. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan is handing over his authority at a ceremony on Monday. This comes as America winds down its 20-year military presence and Taliban insurgents continue to gain territory across the country. General Scott Miller was poised to transfer authority to General Frank McKenzie, the head of the U.S. Central Command. McKenzie will operate from Central Command headquarters in Tampa, Florida, assuming authority to conduct possible airstrikes in defense of Afghan government forces. The U.S. withdrawal was to conclude August 31st. Miller was to leave the country later Monday. Pfizer says it will meet with top U.S. health officials on Monday. The meeting is to discuss the drug maker's request for a federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor is acknowledging it is entirely conceivable, maybe likely, that booster shots will be needed in the coming months. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. You can go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. Aung San Suu Kyi was back in a courtroom in the Myanmar capital, Naypyidaw, on Monday. Suu Kyi, the leader of Myanmar's now defunct civilian government. She is facing a new round of hearings on corruption-related charges brought against her by the military junta that ousted her from power. Defense attorney Kim Mang-za told VOA Burmese service that Suu Kyi faced three separate hearings on charges of violating the country's natural disaster, communications, and export-import laws, respectively. During the final hearing, he said it was discovered during cross-examination of the army officer who led the raid on Suu Kyi's house that he did not have a search warrant to conduct the operation. Six unregistered and illegally imported walkie-talkie radios were allegedly found in a search of her home in Naypyidaw. A hearing was also held on Monday on charges brought against ousted President U Win Mint for violating the disaster management law. A South African court Monday began hearing an appeal launched by former President Jacob Zuma on his lengthy prison sentence in the wake of violent protests against his imprisonment. According to Reuters, Zuma's lawyers asked the court to release the 79-year-old Zuma, partly on the grounds that the Constitutional Court improperly imposed the sentence in his absence. Zuma reported to a prison facility in his home province of KwaZulu-Natal last week to begin serving a 15-month sentence on contempt of court charges after he failed to testify before a special inquiry looking into wide-ranging allegations of official corruption during his 9 years in office, which ended in 2018. Europe's soccer champions have returned home to an ecstatic cheer of Italians. Captain Giorgio Chiellini and coach Roberto Mancini hoisted the trophy high over their heads as they descended from their Alitalia charter flight at Rome's Leonardo da Vinci Airport at dawn. The team was going to be feted officially later by the president and prime minister. Italians spent the better part of the night honking horns and setting off fireworks and violating all sorts of coronavirus precautions to celebrate their team's 3-2 penalty shootout over England at Wembley. Israel's Supreme Court on Sunday cleared the way for same-sex couples to have children through surrogate mothers, a move hailed by lawmakers and activists as a victory for LGBTQ rights. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.